With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A winter storm that dropped heavy snowfall in north-central Montana last night closed roads and schools and brought down power lines across the High Line. The National Weather Service in Great Falls reports the storm dumped 2.5 feet of snow in the Bears Paw Mountains south of Havre and east of the Rocky Boys Reservation. Meteorologist Paul Nutter says snow drifted up to 6 feet deep. The Hill County Sheriff's Office reported at 10 p.m. last night that all of Havre was without power. Northwestern Energy reports that 7,000 customers were without power from Havre East to Dodson. Another 2,700 customers of electric cooperatives were also reported to be without power. The Department of Transportation says power lines were down or hanging low across U.S. Highway 2 near Harlem and Dodson, and that semis slid off the road in the area. According to the Weather Channel, this blizzard already breaks the October snow record for Havre. An attorney for Montana Representative Greg Gianforte now says the congressman does not object to the release of his mugshot. Gianforte pleaded guilty to assaulting a reporter last May. 7 news organizations have filed requests for the photo's release after it was taken on August 25th when Gianforte was booked for the misdemeanor assault. However, Gallatin County Attorney Marty Lambert believes mugshots are confidential criminal justice information and will not release Representative Gianforte's booking photo without a court order. The issue is before District Judge Holly Brown. As many as 900 people are without power on the Rocky Boys Reservation following a record-breaking snowstorm. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
Water Resources Director Dustin White says crews are working on the outage, but he doesn't know when power will be returned.
We do get reports of a number of power poles are knocked over. There's tree branches down. There's trees knocked over in the mountains. So right now, we do not know what's causing the power outage.
The Chippewa Cree tribe declared a state of emergency Tuesday following a snowstorm that dumped up to 3 feet of snow on the reservation.
The snow levels we got here, it's basically inoperable. You can't drive a vehicle. I just tried driving up to my office, and I only made it about a mile and a half up the road, and we had to get turned around. You can't even drive on the main highway right now.
The tribe is asking members to stay put and only travel for emergency reasons. They're also seeking assistance with snow removal and help checking on elders and the disabled. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Montana is second in the nation for likelihood of vehicle crashes involving deer. That's right behind West Virginia, where the odds of being in a collision involving a deer are 1 in 43, according to State Farm, who released their annual list yesterday. State Farm used last year's claims records for the study. Montana is followed by Pennsylvania, Iowa, and Wisconsin. The chances of hitting a deer were lowest in Hawaii, at nearly 1 in 7,000. State Farm says the average claim to fix vehicle damage was just over $4,000. October through December are the months when drivers are most likely to hit a deer. A faculty spokesman says he's optimistic about the new University of Montana president named this afternoon. Late this afternoon, Seth Bodner was named to the post and will take office starting January 1st. Bodner is a Rhodes Scholar with 2 master's degrees from Oxford University and currently an executive at General Electric. He is a West Point graduate who also taught there and was chosen over 3 other finalists. In September, Bodner told a public forum he was, quote, in the people development business.
My passion, my purpose, my energy in life has come from working with, helping to develop teams, and helping people reach their full potential.
Lee Banville, the University Faculty Association spokesman, says the union is optimistic and this could be a new era for UM.
I think what will become really apparent very quickly is how deep is that commitment to being transparent about decision making. You know, will he start by tackling some of the budget priority or budget issues that the university faces by sort of turning inward, or will he do it by sort of opening up the process and bringing more people to the table so that these decisions can be made more in the open?
Bodner has the least academic experience among the 4 finalists for UM's presidency. Banville says that's a concern for some faculty, but that he can counter it by surrounding himself with a strong team.
If that turns out to be the case, I think what we might get is a mix of, you know, new management thinking with established academic traditions, which could be an exciting moment. But I think he also needs to follow through with that commitment to openness and working with people in areas where he is not as familiar, because an academic institution is very different than a corporation.
Bodner inherits a university that has seen declining enrollment since 2010 and is dealing with budgeting and personnel challenges as a result. With Montana Public Radio, I am Maxine Spire.